This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Two Idaho hunters were killed in 2 days, highlighting the dangers of unsafe or distracted hunting. The accidental shooting deaths 2 days apart happened as rifle hunting season in western states like Idaho, Wyoming, and Montana is in full swing. Kalani Orr, 21, of Blackfoot, Idaho, died last Friday from a gunshot wound to the chest while on a hunting trip in a remote area of Fremont County, Idaho. Early last Sunday, California resident Nathan Thomas Cass, 48, died from blood loss after suffering a gunshot wound to the leg in rural Clark County, Idaho. Both victims were accidentally shot by hunting companions. Retired Wyoming Game and Fish Warden H.R. Longobardi said that in his experience, many hunting accidents occur in or near vehicles. Longobardi said, "A lot of the time it just happens around vehicles. Probably one of the most dangerous things I saw hunters do, and it's not illegal in Wyoming, was driving around with a rifle with one in the chamber." Longobardi said that he's spoken with game wardens from eastern states where loaded firearms in vehicles are banned, and said they related stories that were at once humorous and terrifying. The game wardens would be approaching a vehicle, and the guys inside were quickly trying to unload their guns and accidentally blasting holes through the floor or the roof of the vehicles, he said. In last Tuesday's incident, Kalani Orr, the 21-year-old hunter, was shot in the chest when a relative's gun accidentally fired. The relative tried for more than an hour to save Orr's life by performing chest compressions before rescuers arrived, but she was pronounced dead at the scene. Early last Sunday, Nathan Cass, 48, died from blood loss after being shot in rural Clark County, Idaho. He was accidentally shot by a hunting companion who shot Cass in the right thigh by a bullet from a .270 rifle while the two were preparing to embark on a mule deer hunt. Cass was also declared dead on the scene from massive blood loss, likely caused by the bullet severing a major artery in Cass's leg. Cass and his hunting companion were retrieving their rifles from the back seat through open truck doors, with Cass on one side and his hunting partner on the other. The other hunter was attempting to pull his rifle from its case when the trigger caught and the gun fired and shot Cass. The incident was ruled an accidental shooting and no charges will be filed. And in Bozeman, this year's hunting season has already seen tragedy hit close to home. Detention Center Sergeant Michael Floor died in a hunting accident in Broadwater County last weekend. On Saturday afternoon, the Broadwater County Sheriff's Office responded to a hunting accident in Magpie Gulch, where Floor's body was found. Floor was hunting with a partner, and when they were storing their firearms in their side-by-side vehicles, one of the guns fired, killing Floor. Gallatin County Sheriff Dan Springer said that Floor was the sheriff's office booking sergeant who managed the comings and goings of the detention center. Springer said, "He was incredibly bright and was well-versed in our records management system, probably more than anyone else in the sheriff's office, and was one of those people who was never afraid to go learn about something," Springer said. "Michael was just one of those really kind-hearted souls who understood the value of his job." The Broadwater County Sheriff's Office is investigating the incident.
This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.